Just before we get into Elijah and what was involved in the story there today, there's a face that we kind of got used to during the online services, especially around the children's talks. And I thought it'd be quite good to just let him make one last sort of appearance, you know. So we're going to see what, I wonder where Mr. Wicks is at the minute. Thanks, Ben.
There's not much in the telly these days, I tell you. I really miss those days when I was doing exercise with the friends from the Comfort and Union Road and helping them out with all their exercises. And, oh, man, I really miss those days. Really miss those days, you know. Hello? Is that the phone? Oh. Oh. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm delighted to hear from you. Yeah, it's Dave here, Dave Wicks. I would be delighted to help. Yeah, well, of course I will. I'll get to it now. I'll see you in a moment. Oh, yeah, that is the business. I am back, fit as a fiddle. Hey, let's see. Anyone in the overflow, give us a big yes, Dave. Pretty poor. Try to get in the overflow. Say yes, Dave. That's better. Anyone at primary school, shout yes, Dave. After 2, 1, 2. All right. Anyone out there called Dave or David, shout yes, Dave. There's lots of us about. Anyway, in case some of you ladies are wondering, yes, I have had my hair done recently. Yes, I got it done by Pamela and Perfect Pooches. At 2 or more, I've had it straightened a little bit and a little bit of colour put in. Anyway, you want to talk to me about fitness and challenges? I can do that for you today. Are you ready? Everyone say yes, Dave. Brilliant. Yeah, sit-ups. Sit-ups. Yeah, well, I've been doing sit-ups for the last 3 months. Here I am sitting up, sitting up, sitting up, sitting up. Anyone can do it. Touch your toes, you say? No problem. 1, 2, 1, 2. Ha ha! Touch your toes. Do the plank? No problem. I can hold the plank for as long as you need. Ha! You just can't. I can hold the plank for hours if you need. Ha ha! Anyway, that's just Wixy being tricksy. You want to do some challenges, but before that, I'm going to do some warm-up. Are you ready to watch the warm-up? And then we'll get on with the challenges. So, guys, this is the first challenge that someone's going to try and beat Dave Wicks at. Challenge number 1, ball into the cup. But the cup goes in here in your teeth. You will get a COVID secure cup and there will be a table tennis ball to try and get in it. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. 5 goes. Oh dear, too much hair. Oh, ruined it. Yes, that's 1 out of 3. Come on, let's see. Yes, 2 out of 4. Here we go, come on. Oh, you gotta beat 2 out of 5. Can you beat 2 out of 5?
My hands just up there before I came down. Okay, so I need someone who's going to try and beat 2 out of 5 with a table tennis ball. Okay, who wants to give it a go? Anyone think they could do it? You think you could try? Do you want to give it a go? Yeah, come on, good man. Come on, up. 2 out of 5. All right. You think you can do it? Right, where do you have to put the cup? In your mouth. All right, put it in your mouth there. Hold the table tennis ball, and you've got to throw it and try and catch it. Okay, right, you got 5 goes. Let's see if you can beat 2. Oh, right, you get it, good man. Right, not out of 1. Wixie's going to beat you here. All right, come on, go on. Oh, right, you need a good high one then. Get under. Yo. Oh, good header. Come on, get another go. Come on. At least try and get 1. Come on, Ian, try and get 1. It's hard at, here. I'll give you one more go, and I'll let you double your points for this one. All right, okay. Oh, hard line. Wixie's winning, right? You leave that one there. Good man. Can you get the ball for me? That's great. So Wixie's one up. Oh, big challenge today. Sorry, Ian. Right, you go and get your seat. Good man. Give him a clap. That was a good effort. Right. Okay, here's the second challenge. Thanks, Ben. Here's the second one.
Here we go. Challenge number two. One ping pong ball, right? I have a very high roof here. You will have an advantage in church. Here we go. I'm going to throw the ball up and I'm going to clap. And the number of claps I can do in the time I throw it up and catch it again, that will be my score. I'll have three goes. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Go on, Wixie. You can do it. Wixie. 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 Here we go. Okay. One, two, three, four. Four. Right, come on. Gotta be four. Gotta be four. A bit higher. One, two, three, four, five. Yes! Five. Right, can we get up to six? Five. I'll go on. Right, here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Six. No. I'll stick with five. You've got to beat five. Throw it in the air. How many claps can you do before you catch it? Five at the target to beat.
One wee bit older. Like, look, big high roof. Come on. That's an easy one, that to beat. Anyone before he picks someone? Who wants to give it a go? Who wants to give it a go? Anyone? Oh, who am I going to pick? Holly, do you want to give it a go? Right, come on, Holly. Right, you know what you got to do? You got to throw it up and clap, but catch it again.
Okay.
All right, okay, off you go. Right, we'll kind of, right, two, good start, that's all right, that's good, right, another go, throw it up, four, that was good, go on, tell you what, I'll give you one more go, big clap, hard lines, that's all right, give her a clap, that was close, Right, and there's one last challenge that's to come, okay? Thanks, Ben.
So, here is the last one, and it is a real tricky one. I've left the best until last. I'm only going to take one go. I'm going to give you two goes. So, you've got a chopstick. You've got a cup. You've got to keep the cup spinning. You cannot let the cup stop spinning. And you've got to throw the ball in your other hand, your left hand, and catch it five times. In fact, it's so tricky, I think I need my glasses on. Hang on. Here we go. There we go. That helps. Here we go. Are you ready? Right, five catches. Can I do it? Keep this cup spinning. If the cup stops spinning, it doesn't count. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Ah! Four out of five. Can you get five out of five? Let's see if you can.
Come on, who's up for it? Right, come on, Mark Badger, you're handy. Come on, come on. Right, you know what you're doing? Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Is he? Right, you got to spin it then. You have to spin it in the right hand and catch it with your left hand.
I wish I had done more.
Get the ball out there. Right, okay. Keep it spinning. It's hard. It's easy, harder than it looks. I'll give you a chance. You get two guys. I'm giving you two goes, right? Keep it spinning. One, two. Oh! I'll give you another go. Good man. Have a go. Keep it spinning. Keep it spinning. Keep it going. Keep it going. Right. That's it. Get a momentum. Oh. Well, we'll give it to him. We'll give it to him. Give it to you. Well done. Ah, it was a sympathy vote, Mark, don't worry. Anyway, nobody's joking, nobody's joking. I think Dave Wicks won that, didn't he? Yeah, unlucky everybody, but there we go. There were every one of them, there was something going on there, wasn't there? There was, each time there were two sides. It was you against Dave Wicks. There was one challenge, but there was only one winner. And in this case, it was Dave Wicks. Two sides, same challenge, one winner. All right, I want you to keep that in your minds, everybody. To keep it in the two sides, same challenge, one winner. All right? Now, last week, David reintroduced us to the story of Ahab and Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17. And this week, we're thinking about 1 Kings chapter 18. And today, we're thinking about two sides, same challenge, one winner. On the screen, we've got the names of the two characters we meet in the story today. Who are the names of the characters? Someone shout out and tell me who are the two people on the screen. Shout them out. Ahab and Elijah. Ahab was the what? He was the king. The evil king, wasn't he? And Elijah was the prophet. God's prophet, the prophet, the true and living God, the prophet of Jehovah. Ahab, as we know, was a really, really bad king. And he was really weak. And he just did whatever his wife told him to do. And whatever was going on, he always just went with her. And that had brought in the worship of the false prophets of Baal, who was a horrible god. A god who really expected so much from them, but gave the people nothing. He was an awful god. And yet everyone began to worship Baal bit by bit. The whole country, it seemed like they were taken up with the worship of this god who was not real. In fact, the images and the pictures, the idols that they have of Baal, they're awful pictures. It doesn't even look nice. But they worshipped him because they were absolutely afraid of him. Ahab didn't worship the true and living God of Israel that he should have, even though he was one of the kings of Israel. And because he worshipped Baal, the god of the Canaanites, Elijah was determined to confront them, to come up to him face to face and put a challenge to him to prove once and for all that there only was one true and living God. And a little bit like Dave Wicks did, set a challenge, but this was on a bigger, bigger scale. In fact, a really important level. He challenged them with something that was going to define who was the true and living God. Ahab hated Elijah, the prophet, with a passion. And he knew that Elijah loved God. And every time he heard about Elijah, every time he saw Elijah, every time Elijah spoke, he began to get the shudders down his spine because he thought, oh, I know that Elijah's telling the truth, but I don't want to hear it. He was blocking Elijah's words out. He was blocking out the word of God. But one day, Elijah went to meet Ahab and he eyeballed him face to face. And he said, I have a challenge for you. You gather up all your prophets of Baal, 450 of them. That was a big crowd. 450 prophets, plus 400 prophets of Asherah, who was Baal's wife. So that's 850. And I want you to meet me on Mount Carmel. 850 versus 1. That doesn't sound like a very fair game. If that was a football match, 850 people against 1. But that's what the challenge was. 850 prophets of Baal and Asherah against the one prophet of the true and the living God. And you know what Ahab called him? Have a look. It's around verses 19 and 20. What was the word that he used to describe Elijah? You're a what? Begins with T. A tr. What does it say? Verses 19 and 20. You're a what? A tr. Who can find it? A troublemaker. A troubler. Isn't that what it says? Elijah, you're just a troublemaker. But he wasn't the one causing the trouble. It was the prophets of Baal. It was Baal. It was Ahab was causing the trouble. It wasn't Elijah. So Elijah puts out this big question, and it's going to be on the screen just now. Have a look at the screen. Elijah put out this big question to Ahab, to everyone in Israel. How long will you try and serve both Baal and the Lord? If the Lord is true God, follow him. But if Baal is the true God, follow him. He basically gave them a choice. He says, you can only be in one or other. You can't be both. You can't serve Baal and the Lord. You either serve the Lord or you serve Baal. You can't, and actually in some of the older versions say, hobble or limp between two opinions. You can't be on one side one minute and on the other side the other minute. You can't serve Baal and God at the same time. And that is where the big challenge was laid down. He said, meet me at the top of Mount Carmel, bring all your prophets, and that's where the challenge is going to take place. Then we will find out once and for all. And you know what it's like? Everybody likes a challenge. Everybody likes to watch something when there's going to be maybe a bit of competition or a winner. Whether it be everything from a singing competition, whether it be a football match, whether it be something like we had on the screen today, everyone likes a bit of competition to see who's going to win. And the big crowd of Israelites all joined to see this competition as well. The 450 versus the one. 450 prophets of Baal versus Elijah. Everyone wanted to see the big competition on the top of Mount Carmel. So it's almost like the whole country went up this hill to see what was going to happen. So they agreed what they would do. They agreed that they would, first of all, set up an altar. And then the second thing that they agreed to do was, well, I couldn't bring a full bull in here, but they agreed that they would chop up their bull. And the challenge was, each group would pray to their own god, and whichever one responded by lighting the fire would be the winner. So, you know what happens, don't you? Some of you have read this story before. There were the prophets of Baal, and they started out. And look at what they're doing. They start out, and first of all, they put their hands to their mouth, and they shout, "Baal, answer us!" Nothing happened. "Baal, answer us!" Nothing. "Baal, answer..." And then this went on, and it was getting... And 1 hour went past, no fire. 2 hours went past, it started to get a wee bit louder. "Baal, answer us!" Nothing. "Baal, answer us!" Nothing. "Baal!" And then I thought, maybe if we danced. So, "Baal, answer us! Baal, answer us! Baal!" Nothing. So I thought, maybe we start beating ourselves up. He'll think, "Oh, poor they, I better answer their prayers now." So now they were going, "Baal, answer us! Baal, answer us!" And they made, like right idiots, bouncing around, all shouting. And it got louder and louder. And by the end, look at their backs. Their backs were all bleeding. They shout. You know what the Israelites were doing? The Israelites were standing watching. And they were thinking, "What's going on? We've been worshipping Baal all these years and he's not answering." So then Elijah steps forward. And Elijah, at this point, he's beginning to feel a wee bit, this is going to go all right, I think. He looks on at them and he shouts over to them. He says, "Hey, maybe shout a wee bit louder. Maybe he can't hear. Maybe he's gone a wee bit deaf, you know. Turn up the hearing aid, Baal." So they all get a wee bit louder. "Baal! Answer us! Baal! Answer us!" Nothing. So Elijah said, "Maybe he's away on a wee trip. Maybe he's away to the port for an ice cream. You know, maybe he's nipped off for a wee while. Maybe he's away... Shout a wee bit louder. Oh, no. "Baal! Answer us!" And they're getting louder. And they're getting crazier. And it gets worse and worse. And they're starting to lose their voices. Elijah went, "Maybe he's away to the toilet. Maybe you need to shout louder and rap the door of the toilet a bit harder." He's gone. "Baal! Answer us! Baal!" Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're cut and they're bruised and they're bleeding and they look really stupid now. They look really, really stupid. And Elijah says, "Boys, have you had enough?" As the blood's flowing out of them, as they're all battered and bruised, they're all gone. They've no voice left. So Elijah says, "Well, you know what?" He says, let me try this. So he says, "Well, here, if you think you can do it, I'll put some more of the bull on." Okay, and what he did was, he then began to rearrange the altar a little bit just to make sure it was all right. And he thought, right, well, it's my turn to pray now. So he gathers all the people together. He says, "Right," he says, "you had two choices, didn't you? It's either Baal or the Lord. You're all thinking that Baal's God, and there's been no answer from Baal." He says, "Tell you what I'm going to do." He says, so he goes over to the well, and he dips in, and he... Once, twice, and it ain't easy to light wood from the sky at the best of times, but it's even harder when you put gallons and gallons of water over something that you want to light. That's just not what you do. Any of you know that? It's harder to light wood that's soaking wet, and by this stage there's water everywhere. And Elijah's covered it, and he's rearranged the altar. And he looks up and he says, in a great loud voice, "There's only one God, the true and living God, in the presence of all these people here today. Lord, the God of Israel, will you answer my prayer?" He didn't dance. He didn't have to shout. He didn't have to do anything silly or crazy. He just spoke to the Lord his God. And here's the thing that lots of people forget when they read this story. They think that the fire came up, but within the next few seconds, you know what? The fire came down. The fire came down and licked it all up. The flames came down. The flames didn't come from the bottom where you'd normally be lighting a fire at the bottom. The flames came down and shoop, and the whole thing was burned up in just a few seconds. Gone like that. Prophets of Baal are over here, battered and bruised and bleeding, no voices left. Elijah prayed one simple, simple prayer, and God answered. Boys and girls and young people here today, there's lots of things we can learn about this. Loads of things we can learn from this story. I would love you to go home and even talk about it more at home, because there's so much in this story that just tells us about the one true God. Remember where we started today? There's one great challenge, isn't there, in life? There's two ways, two sides, but there's only one winner. If we flick on to the next slide, Ben, it doesn't just happen there at one mountain, but there's another mountain in the Bible where this happens too, isn't it? We often know the story of Jesus. We know it so well. Some of you have heard that story many, many times, where Jesus slowly goes up a mountaintop, doesn't he? And Jesus puts his arms out to die on that cruel, cruel cross. And on that day, there were two sides battling, weren't there? There was the devil and all that was wrong in the world, Satan and death and hell. And there was all that was good, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was perfect. And there were two sides that day, but it was the same challenge. What was going to happen? And you see, by the end of that first Good Friday when Jesus died, the devil genuinely thought he had won. Because Jesus, the Son of God, was lying dead in a tomb. The devil thought he had won, just like Baal. And the prophets of Baal thought, oh, we're going to win this. We're the winners in this. But 3 days later, when Jesus comes up from the grave, there's only one winner. Young people, and boys and girls, those of you watching The Overflow or even listening at home later on, I mean, I've only been here about 6 years. I counted up earlier today. I've preached in Le Comfort over 320 times. And that's been the message I've sought to bring to you, from the youngest to the oldest. But some of you are still like the people of Israel. You're hobbling between two sides. You want a wee bit of the world. You want a wee bit of Baal, and you want a wee bit of the Lord. You like coming to the Comfort because your friends are here and it's cozy and it's nice and it's like a wee club. But others of you are out and out for Jesus. You can't have a foot in either camp. You're either with Jesus out and out, or you're in the devil's camp. You're either with Baal, or you're with the Lord, the God who lives. There's no in between. There's no in between. And from what we've read today, there's only one winner. And the winner is anyone whose faith and trust is in the Lord Jesus, who defeated sin and death and hell and the grave. Too many of you are so taken up with your other things. You're wanting to achieve well with your job or do well at school. And all those things are commendable. And some of you just want to be connected with Le Comfort and have a name to say that's the church, so that whenever you die, there's somewhere to bury you. Some of you younger people, you're just obsessed with your sport or your YouTube or achieving well academically. Some of you obsessed with your farms and your hobbies, and you're kind of like this. But you can't be. You're either on one side or the other. You're either with God out and out, or you're against him. But here we've seen today that those who trust in the Lord and those who pray, you don't need to do crazy stuff. You don't need to go dancing around. You don't need to do wild stuff. All you need to do is have one faith and trust in one Lord who is God, the God who lives. He alone is God. And he will hear your prayer. And even when life is tough, he will give you what you need when you need it most. Elijah didn't have it easy. 850 by the time you add up against one. Some of you might be like the Kirschmars in the days to come. You might end up being the only Christian in your class at school. You might be the only Christian in your university group. You might be the only Christian in your workplace. But are you going to stand? Because if you do, you're a winner. You are a winner. It's already won. It's not always straightforward. But if you love and trust in this one Lord Jesus, you have already won. What were the three things at the start he can remember? What was there? There was what? Two sides. One challenge. But only one winner. There are two sides in the comfort today. I've set before you one challenge. You're either with God or against him. You're either with Christ or you're outside of Christ. But there's only one winner. And that is Jesus Christ. He alone lives. Let me pray for us as we finish.